We've been looking at desires, illegitimate and legitimate, and be content with that which you have, Paul says. Contentment is inner sufficiency. We've ceased to crave after something or someone different, more exciting, pleasurable, fulfilling. We are satisfied, at rest inside. It's a disposition which enables us to rule our illegitimate desires and confine our wants to that which God deems sufficient, without murmuring or complaining, grumbling, whining, or lusting after. How did that creep in again? A place to come to in all respects. Biblically, this means an abiding satisfaction in what you have, not what you have not. It applies right across the spectrum of life. It's an ongoing attitude of heart. Merely being satisfied relies on everything outward being as you like it. Your satisfaction fluctuates according to circumstances. Contentment, however, is a constant, a thermostat, not a thermometer. It doesn't move up and down. It isn't determined by what happens outside, and it's something we learn, slowly, painfully. As we begin to see what we're really like on the inside, the passions that war within us drive us and refuse to be satisfied. You could liken it to 101 pounds pressure on the inside to 100 pounds pressure on the outside, just enough to keep it continually steady, peaceful and content. When we are discontent, we tend to cling to things, possessions, homes, houses, people. We write our names in books and on our possessions. That's mine. The next holiday, car, job, house will be what we're really looking for, but somehow it's never quite what we were hoping for. We find ourselves discontent, looking for the next thing. We're always looking forward to something, never happy in the here and now, and we never find what we're looking for somehow, or if we do, it's momentary, doesn't satisfy for long. Discontentment is a restless desire for something more than we actually have. Often what belongs to someone else, which starts off a whole new ball game. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's ox, grows into wife, car, house, holiday, job, figure, looks, legs, fill in your own blanks. It's all about wanting what you can't have and the consequent propulsion to do something to possess it, which becomes destructive. Contentment, please understand, is not self-satisfied lethargy. Godliness with contentment is great gain, Paul tells us in 1 Timothy 6:6. How's it working out for you?